want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And welcome to July here on the Refresh Radio program. My name's Bob Arthurs, and I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. And we are thankful that you have tuned in today. We are going to be jumping into the Word of God. We're in Mark chapter 12 is what we are looking at right now. And we are looking at the different conversations that Jesus had with the in this case the scribes. He's already had a conversation with the Sadducees. This is a conversation with one of the scribes, and this is where Jesus is teaching that we need to know how to think, not just what to think, but how to think. And so start off today, we'd like to say thank you to the folks at Treasure Your Landscape. They have been in the landscaping business for over 20 years. They're based here in Brevard County. It's a family business. It's licensed. It's insured. They travel all throughout Brevard County. And their phone number is 321-749-1432. They offer a wide array of services that can handle anything from the design to the planting to the maintenance. They can do installation of premium artificial turf or a carefully designed putting green. They can do landscaping services, paver installation, install and manage drains and downspouts. They can install landscape lighting, water features, or do landscape repair as well. Their goal is to transform your outdoor area into a space your family will treasure. Their phone number again is 321-749-1432. And they also have Space Coast Nursery up on North Courtney Parkway, north of the Barge Canal, 3880 North Courtney Parkway, Merritt Island, Florida. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, if you like to get out there and play in the dirt and plant some things on your own, the nursery up there is available. They're open 8 to 5 on Monday through Friday, Saturday 8 to 1. And the phone number there is 321-452-5565. 321-452-5565. And we want to thank the folks at Treasure Your Landscape for being a friend of the Refresh Radio program and helping to make this broadcast possible. So today we'll go back and remind you where we were as to where we left off on Friday's program. In Mark chapter 12, verse number 28, then one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, perceiving that he had answered them well, Jesus asked him, Jesus, which is the first commandment of all? Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second like it is this, You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. So the scribe said to him, Well said, teacher, you have spoken the truth, for there is one God, and there is no other but He, and to love Him with all the heart, with all the understanding, with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself is more than all the whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. Now when Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, You are not far from the kingdom of God. But after that, no one dared question him. So when we were here on Friday, we were looking at, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. We have touched on three of those: your heart, your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions. And that word love means that it's the motive behind it. It's an unconditional love. That means that you're not in it just for the good times. You are in it for the difficult times as well. And so I will tell you this. If you find someone that loves you unconditionally, don't take that for granted. And I will say that about God. God loves you unconditionally, and you should not take that for granted. There are a lot of people who will come in and want to pay attention to you for whatever strengths you might have, for whatever may benefit them, but their relationship with you will never reach the level of love that God has for you. And so what God asks us to do is, because of the love that he has poured out upon us, he wants us to love him in that same manner. So a lot of people, whenever they're discussing or live their lives spiritually, they want to walk in all of the benefits of God's unconditional love, but they want to put in minimal effort when it comes to what they need to invest in the relationship. And I will tell you from past experience, I've got some people that, you know, I was trying to determine the type of relationship that we have. There are some people I've never met. There are some people that I have crossed paths with, I've met occasionally. There are some people that I met, we had similar interests and things like that, and I thought that the relationship was a very valuable one. They thought that the relationship wasn't that valuable. There are other people who look at the relationship that is possible through God, and they said, you know what, this is a valuable relationship, and we've been through thick and thin together. That is the type of relationship that God wants us to have. It should not be what I declare to be the most frequent name of a street in America as the type of relationship that people have with God, and that's a one-way street. If I have a relationship with someone and all of the effort is on my part and there's no effort on their part, then that's not going to be much of a relationship. And so the greatest commandment that Israel received, and you know, we see here in Mark chapter 12, is that we are also supposed to love God, having benefited from the love that he had for us, or has for us, where he doesn't hold anything back. Everything he has is ours, and he gave us his very best. Is that we should love the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of our mind, our will, our emotions. And the last one here is that we should love God with all of our strength, with all of our power, with all of our might. We should be using our very best. And you know, whenever I talk about this on the radio or in the pulpit, I always say this: if you have not given God your best from your youth, you can repent of that. You don't have to live under the condemnation of that. But there needs to be a decision that says, you know what, I am going to love the Lord my God with all that I have inside of me from this point out. He gets my very best. So if you have ever watched a sporting event where there is a great deal of strength that is exerted, whether it is endurance or whether it is the power to to move the opponent wherever necessary to be able to run or to skate, whatever it is, you will see that many times when they go to the sidelines or go to the bench, that they have given so much that they have to sit down for a little while and recuperate. So I want to ask you, when was the last time that you loved the Lord with so much of what you had that you had gotten as close to exhausting your supply of physical strength as you possibly could be, and then when the opportunity came to rest in the Lord, you said, man, I am so thankful that I did that. From a pastor's perspective, a lot of people come to church and they come running on fumes. And, you know, some people come and say, okay, what can you tell me that I've never heard before? Other people come in and say, you know, okay, worship leader, let's see if you can get me into the presence of God. When in actuality, we should be glad when they said, let us go unto the house of the Lord. It is a joy to be able to go to the house of the Lord where we can express our love for him in praise and worship, in sharing our testimonies, our praise reports. Thank you all for praying for me. You know, I mentioned a few weeks ago that I was having a series of medical procedures. Those seem to have gone well, and for that we're thankful. You know, I'm not sure that I look all that well, but we'll work on that as much as possible. But I want to thank you for those of you who prayed, because for most of you have never seen me, you've never met me. And, you know, I appreciate being able to pour into your lives, but I also appreciate knowing that whatever battles that I face, I do not face alone. I face with a number of people praying for me that God will minister healing to my body. And so maybe I can just throw this out there. I had a conversation a few weeks ago with a person. They had left a note on my car, and I called them back. They had something written in the note about something that they had heard me say on the radio, and I remember saying it. Excuse me. But you know, it was kind of one of those comments. It wasn't in my notes to say. It was just something that came out. And through the years, I've had a number of people who've given me some feedback about things that have said that I've said that really spoke to their hearts. And it was like, out of all of the things that I shared, that would not have been one of the things that I thought would make an impact on people's lives. Excuse me, I have something in my throat here. So I would just like to ask you if you would do me a favor. We're not that far away, a few months away from having been on the air for 11 years. And if you wouldn't mind just dropping an email, you can go to meritassembly@hotmail.com, or you could go to the website and you can contact us through that. And if you wouldn't mind, just share something that has been a blessing to you from the Refresh Radio program, because it might not be what I thought was so important, but God quickened something to your life that was very, very important. It made an impact on you. So that would just be a little bit of feedback for us that would help us to know how to proceed as we move forward. So as Jesus is talking here to this scribe, He says, this is the first commandment. It is the highest commandment. It is the most important commandment. And he says, the second like it is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. And so love for God with all facets of our being is the highest commandment. And the second is to love your neighbor as yourself. And so both of these commandments are not birthed out of a mandate mindset, but out of a love mindset. And so if you ever find yourself, And there are times when you are going to do something because it is your duty, it is your responsibility to do it. But the primary motivating factor should be the love that we have for God, which manifests itself as a love for our neighbor the same as we love ourselves. So a lot of the love that the world has is primarily a self-love. They are in love with themselves. They the Bible says that we're not supposed to think more highly of ourselves than we ought, and the world has a tremendous ability to think of themselves more highly than they ought. So we have to look at this situation and say, you know, how do we fulfill this mandate? And so Jesus said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So it is going to be relatively impossible for us to love our neighbor unless we realize the love that God has placed inside of us. I've said it before. Since God is love, there is no other source of love other than God. You can find infatuation elsewhere. You can find all sorts of different things. The world offers lust where God offers love. Those two things are not synonymous, and they are not even close in quality. But when you have been the recipient of God's love, it empowers you not only to love God, but to also love the people that Jesus died to save. So, right now, one of the greatest plagues that is going on in society is that people are finding it difficult to love themselves. They're not finding satisfaction in the things that the world says that they should find. A lot of times people in the church have things out of alignment and out of order, and it gets frustrating and it gets mentally challenging. And a lot of times they can't even function in the love that God has for them themselves. And I want you to know that makes it very difficult. If you have not been the recipient of God's transformative love, then you are not going to be able to be a distribution point of God's love. Now, I will also tell you this, that if you are constantly loving others, but you are not taking care of yourself, that's also going to be a problem. We have got to be able to be impacted by God ourselves so that we are impacted, or so that we're able to minister out of the things that He has done in us, done for us, and does through us. That's the best way that we can minister to society. So one of the things that we also see in our modern society right now is that people are trying to reverse the order of these commandments. They are trying to place the second commandment as the highest priority and demoting the first commandment to a lower status. So you see people challenging the theology of the church because they're saying, look, you've got to love this person the way that we tell you to love this person. And if you don't, then you're a horrible human being. And I will tell you that love is not a tool of deception. Love is not something where you are constantly patting someone on the head and telling them that they're right, even when they are wrong. So, definitely going to need to get a glass of water here before long. So, I had a teacher when I was in high school, and she was one of my favorite teachers. She wasn't one of my favorite teachers because she didn't correct me and she just gave me 100 on every assignment. That wasn't the case. She was one of my favorite teachers because she saw potential in me and corrected my mistakes so that I would be able to go ahead and function in at a higher level in mathematics than other people were that were my age. And she made learning fun, but, you know, make no mistake, it was about learning. And so I've told this story before that I had a problem I was working on. I didn't get the answer that was in the back of the book. And in class, we worked on the answers or on the problems, and then we could see if the answer we got was in the same as the answer in the back of the book. And if it was, then you were able to go home and do the other problems as homework, and then she would come in and grade those. And so I thought I'd found an error in the textbook, and the person in front of me in class thought that I had found an error, and the person to the right of me thought that I'd found an error. The person behind me, and these were all older students, and so I went up there and I said, I think I found an error in the textbook, and she looked at it and said, 9 times 7 is 63, it's not 56. Those are not numbers I've made up. That is exactly the comment that was made. And I look upon that and I saw, wow, this person, I mean, she didn't hold it in her hand for 30 seconds before she found the problem. And as I was going through that, I never sensed any animosity. Her correction of my error wasn't because she didn't like me, didn't want me in her class. It was because she wanted me to achieve my highest level of potential. The Bible says God disciplines or God corrects those he loves. And so many people in society are saying, look, you cannot correct these people even if they are confused. You can't correct them if they are deceived. Who are you to correct them? Everything is subjective. Who are you to hold to an objective standard when everything else is subjective? And I will tell you that God is not just truth. God is absolute truth. I can tell you that the Word of God is not just truth. It is eternal truth. And so one of the greatest things that you can do is build a relationship with a person so much that they trust you to share the truth, even when it's a painful truth, even when it may not be what they want to hear. And it may not be received very well to begin with, but share the truth anyway. And so where much of society is looking and saying There are no commandments. There are no absolutes or anything like that. We, the people of God, need to remember to love God so much that it manifests in how we deal with ourselves and also how we deal with other people. Now, I'll close by saying this as well. A lot of people demand mercy for themselves and demand maximum punishment for those other than themselves who have done the exact same thing. And that's not a righteous standard. A righteous standard says that it is right for me, or and it's right for you, or it's right for nobody. And it's either absolutely right or it's absolutely wrong. And if it's absolutely wrong, it's wrong for me as much as it is for you. And we need to all make sure that we have that gentle spirit, that humble spirit, the mindset that says, God, I know that you love me. I want to love you the best as I can. I want to love my neighbor. I want to love myself. And God, in order for me to do that, I need you to make your word come alive in my heart. Give me that love. Remember, we talked about, and you shall love the Lord your God. And then, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. It is not about condemnation. It is about a loving correction that sets us back on the right path and sets other people on the right path. And so I pray today that you will see that Jesus is the teacher. Let's keep, as what I've been told Peter Lord said, let's keep the main thing, the main thing, the main thing. The main thing is to keep the main thing, the main thing. And so I pray that you will do that. If we will love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, we'll realize what a difference he's made in our life. And that will help us to make a difference in the lives of other people around us. On tomorrow's program, we'll take a look at verse number 32 and see how the scribe replies to this. And then we'll see how Jesus replies to that. Remember, Jesus is the master teacher. He's very, very well equipped. He's very good at his job. And we would benefit greatly to allow him to sit on the throne of our life. You have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh Radio Program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.